right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
What's up, you hobos? It's me, Deke Mello, Shitbird, Brady Wineal, Joe Franz, Shit Goose, and me, Novak.
Where's my needle?
Wait, my needle.
Novak, yeah. You banged out a black 39-year-old with bipolar.
That is a true story, Franz.
Kinky.
I met this fucking... I went to an emergency room, and I said, I can't stop shooting heroin. If you don't take me in, I'm going to kill myself. So they put me on a mental ward, right?
Wait, this just happened.
No, this is a long time ago.
Oh.
But this was something that we
never
even
about.
Put in the fucking movie, and it's damn brilliant.
This is one of the many stories I've still never heard.
Yeah, and the bleach thing also has to go in.
They put me in this mental ward, and half the wing is used for people who are trying to get clean off drugs, and the other half is for bipolar people.
Didn't you
walk
say
around.
You were going to kill yourself?
Yeah, that's why they took me up there. And half of them... Oh, you sick fuck.
Jesus Christ, dude. That's going to stick the whole room up.
So fucking... this black bitch is walking around talking to herself, screaming numbers, saying the alphabet backwards.
Right.
Lo and behold, Christmas dinner, who do I show up with? My brother's a lawyer. My mother's a supervisor of a hospital. I bring this bipolar bra that I met from the mental institution to my Christmas dinner.
How humiliating for her.
No, tell him what happened.
Well, about 20 bucks?
No, about
20 bucks.
Oh, yeah. So I'm banging her out.
Right.
The worst fuck ever. She's fat as shit. She's had 5 kids. I can't even feel her pussy. In mid-fuck, I ripped the biggest fart I've ever...
Yeah,
it was the grossest thing in the whole situation was just bad, man.
What did she say?
Why?
She didn't even.
Why did
just
you
stoked
bring her
to have a white guy? I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you bring her to dinner?
Because I thought I was like doing
was
something
heroin,
good. I just
dude.
Wanted to bring anybody, so I brought this new girlfriend of mine.
Does she have any family?
She had bipolar.
She had 5
here.
Kids. She had family.
It's like throwing a hot dog
you
down the hallway.
You should have brought the kids over.
No, I actually took them food.
Yo, explain one of her bipolar situations.
She would just walk around the wing of the hospital saying the alphabet backwards and all random numbers and talking about John F. Kennedy and shit like that.
That's some hard shit, alphabet backwards.
Yeah, right.
And I love the bitch. I fell in love with
Deco,
the bra,
do
man.
The alphabet backwards.
It's impossible.
Do the alphabet backwards, dude.
ZYX.
ZYX, WVUT, SRQP, O, N, M, L, K, J, I, H, F, V, D, C, B, G, A, C, B, G, B.
Damn, that was
good. I didn't know that was right or wrong.
C, B, G, B, A?
Yeah, I know I did.
So if you got pulled over for DWI, you'd pass, probably.
If I got pulled over for a non-DUI and I was sober as shit and they're like, sing the alphabet backwards, I'd be like, I'm drunk then, asshole, because I don't know it.
I could never say it, sober or loaded.
Yeah. What alphabet?
You looked at me in disgust when I beat you.
Why the alphabet?
I thought
why
I was
going to
get a good
else?
Lamp at you. You were like, yo, dude. I farted on that and put it right in your face.
Dude, I picked the wrong fucking
I'm never
seat
putting
to sit
those
in right
headphones on again, Deco.
This shit's got a little nug on the microphone.
Yeah, what's going on with that Leatherface dude calling everybody? I don't get it.
Yo, are you mad at Leatherface, Novak?
Dude, he's the biggest piece of shit I've ever fucking met.
Why does he call everybody with nothing to say? Yo, it's me, Leatherface. What's going on? Nothing.
Dude, his claim...
What's up, Leatherface?
Nothing.
His claim to fame is having his goddamn mask hanging up in your house, man. Like, that
is it?
He made it. He's
is
like
it
that.
Hanging up?
He's
it's right
like
there. A, it's been it's there right for there. Like a year.
Why is he always saying
oh,
that?
Oh, above Don Vito's head.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
did he wrestle that was, like, important?
I don't
like,
know. I made him miss his flight, and he was stranded in Texas for 3 days, and then he went home and went to rehab.
Why did you make him miss his flight? What did you say?
Because they tried to, like, make Rake wait for 2 days. And I'm like, if you fucking bring this fat piece of shit and you're going to put him on a plane before Rake,
dude.
I will fucking kill
you.
You
know that fuck-faced Jordan who claims that he's Rake's manager, dude? He was Novak was supposed to do an appearance at Crocodile Rock in Allentown with Rab
and Don Vito
and Rake Young. And he calls up at a strip club at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We're shit-faced in Baltimore. And he just goes, he sees Jordan's calling. He's like, yo, Jordan's calling. I'm like, answer it. He's like... Ain't gonna make it, dude. He's like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You're not gonna make it. He's like, you signed a contract. He's like,
I didn't sign no fucking contract. You did, fuckface. And then he's like, I want 12 hundo if you want me showing up here. $400 is nothing.
And then he goes, all right, let me make a phone call. Let me see if you can get 12 hundo. Calls back. He's like, all right, I think I can get you 1200. He's like, well, fuck that. I want 1500. He's like, I just negotiated 1200. He's like, fuck it. I want $10,000 in a limousine, motherfucker.
He's like, I can't believe you're doing this to me, Novak.
I was on the sidewalk rolling around in dirt, dude, in that strippy-ass fucking strip club.
Isn't Jordan that wigger that always comes around?
I don't know. He's like, I don't know. What he,
dude, he fucking came over my house unwanted and uninvited, and he called up Ray Kyung for the code to my gate. I'm going to charge him for trespassing, and then he fucking drugged some girl and raped her in the hot tub.
That's well, sweet.
Who's yeah, more annoying, like, Jordan or Leatherface?
Who do you think's more annoying, Franz?
Well, Matt Cole. See, Franz tries to get out of the bag on him. What I want to know is, Matt Cole, why did Leatherface's posse call you for approval for their video?
I caught half of the message, and I'm like, I'm in the middle of like doing two or three different. No, I erased it. I was in the middle of doing two or three different other things, and I'm like,
what weed pot and drugs?
Yeah, exactly. See,
weed pot.
See, those fucking weed cameras are watching me, man.
Weed pot and drugs, yeah. Dude. What three things are you doing? Maggot. You don't do nothing.
Coke, weed, or
weed,
sleep.
Yeah, sleep, pot, or mow the grass.
Yeah, and I was mowing the grass in one big circle.
And he mows the grass in circles these days.
Why?
He just goes in one big circle like a spiral.
Abe's going to fire your ass.
It's because I hate
he thinks it's funny.
That's what I call the downward. Downward spiral.
Oh, Shitbird. Shitbird is on a downward spiral.
He's declining.
What a horrible joke.
I know.
No, we're winding up with fall, man. The grass isn't growing as much as it used to. So,
the spiral. Downward spiral.
Downward spiral. So anyway, I mean, he left a message on there. I deleted it. It was something about, I don't know, some video or something.
But they needed your approval.
Yeah, what did you have to approve?
That's what I got from it, but, you know, maybe I read it wrong or heard it wrong.
Well, maybe if they're listening, call in and tell us what the fuck they meant.
Yeah, Leatherface, if you're listening, call in, man. We got to find out who you've wrestled.
Do you still hate him, Novak?
Yeah.
Didn't he
yeah.
give your phone number out?
Yeah, he put my fucking phone number on eBay. Like, who the fuck would pay for my number? It was up to, like, $40, so I was pretty stoked.
$40 for your phone number. So
but you're going to disconnect your number, so the winning bidder gets nothing.
Yeah, you put it all over the fucking internet. I know, like...
So this... Like, I thought Novak was shady, but he's shady, dude.
No
and
shit.
And this is why.
Yo, Bam, you want to make $7,000 to do an appearance for 2 hours in Baltimore City?
I'm like... Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus,
dude. I was like, yeah, I'll come to Baltimore City. All right, fine. Start so I meet him in Baltimore, and he shows up with Scott. He's like, all right, follow me. It's right down the road. We drive... 1.5
no,
hours
bullshit.
Or more to the border
bullshit.
Of Virginia and D.C.
We were still in Maryland.
Yeah, still in Maryland. That's his claim.
And he got $7,000 for an hour.
Yeah,
worth it.
But he said it was right down the street. It was 1.5 hours. It was farther to drive from Baltimore to the venue than my house to Baltimore.
But I made a grand off him coming, dude, so I was stoked.
Where's Baltimore City?
Shady motherfucker.
And then the cops were so stoked that I was there that we were sipping on beer. We grabbed photos with them and everything. We hopped in the car with so much open beer containers and we
and
just...
they still, like...
We left as they escorted us out.
Hey, that's the that's what famous people get.
Gee, you are brilliant.
No. And then how about that dipshit trying to double backflip?
And then oh my god,
he
dude.
Ate it hard.
Dude, his face was swelled like fucking G's stomach after he got up from that one, man. He did a double backflip right to his fucking face.
Who? On a BMX bike.
Who?
I don't know who.
No, he went for it, so he's probably not a homo.
Some biker, but biker. Oh. Oh, it was Brad Pitt, actually.
At the venue. Okay, I see.
Can I have a lat robe rolling rock? Deco?
We got some buds in the fridge.
What's so funny, Deco?
He's fucking busting ass.
Name what's so funny. You want to see the football game so bad, don't you?
Fucking snuffing me out over
Everybody
here.
Hates it so bad when I'm
You're playing
farting,
golf
but
them
it sounds
today.
So
don't
cool.
You have
it sounds so cool.
Don't you have TiVo or some shit?
It doesn't even smell. It's pretty
why
fresh.
Why are these rolling rocks warm?
I was warming them up.
Now the breaker broke. I tripped it. It's back.
Shitbirds, what the fuck do you do right?
You just wake up to fuck up.
You wake up to smoke weed and do nothing.
Hey, I was over April Fool's all day today, so.
So well, how'd you trip it?
Doing what? Nothing?
I was mowing the grass, cleaned the pool out, fucking.
Smoke weed.
Smoke a little weed, you know.
Where do you smoke weed when you're there?
Yo,
you
I ain't giving away. Oh, motherfucker.
Where
do you smoke weed at, Shipbird?
Behind I ain't giving away my fucking
No, tell
spot,
me
dude.
Where.
Do it. Behind the shed, I bet. In the bushes.
Yeah, behind the shed. The pool house works.
Hey,
but then everybody pisses back there and my fucking shoes
Did Rich Rose give you a ride today?
No, I haven't seen him today.
Dude, Rich Voss.
When was the last time you seen Rich?
He went to fucking Borders and bought like 9 books, dude. And like,
dude, the Brandywine Eel bought 9 books, and he's been hibernating in the turret for 4 days now. He does not leave the room unless he has to shit or piss.
Here longer than that.
Who you talking about? The human ashtray, Rich Voss?
Yeah, where is the Brandywine Eel right now?
He turned the Hobbit hole into a fucking ashtray.
My question is,
where's the Brandywine Eel?
He's in the silo right now, sleeping, dude. Like. Okay. I want to write a song.
Go
called,
grab him. Let's quiz him.
I want to call him Amazingly Lazy.
Dude, my question is, how does he live? Where does he get a paycheck?
We need to take him
does
to
he
take.
Have money?
He doesn't need a paycheck.
But
there's food in the refrigerator, and he lives here for free.
How'd he buy the 9 books?
He probably stole fucking my money.
Shit. He's probably building. He's either painting a Sistine Chapel in there or some shit, or fucking I've building never, a bomb or something.
I've never met someone that lazy and, and have
Missy
them not
said
be
that
Irish.
He had a gift card to Borders. How do you know that?
Do his parents
like
him?
To him?
Yeah. I don't think his parents like him, man. Why did he lock him in his room for like 9 months?
Do his parents even like him?
Some chick.
My
dead.
Parents hate me.
He really hasn't come out of his room in about
I try to sleep with my mother. She hates my guts.
It's a marathon, man. He's a
Didn't
marathon.
You try to bang your
yeah,
mom
I
out?
Tried to bang her out one time. With all
did anyone
drugs.
Check his room out lately? Like,
maybe
what
he's dead.
Going on in there?
How much money would you bang your mom out for?
And come?
I do it for free.
And come.
$100,000.
All right, how about $5,000 in pure cash and 10?
One of them.
You tried to
bars?
Do it for
tens.
Free, asshole.
That's a hassle.
Yeah, I mean, you give me fucking 5 pills of fucking Valium or something, I'll do over $20 in ones.
In ones. Then go to strip club.
Incest.
How about $5,000 in 10?
I'd
tens,
fuck my
all
cousin.
All in a stack right
I'd
now.
I'd fuck my cousin for
no,
free. She's hot.
No, all in a stack right now.
What? All tens and what? For what? To bang my mom?
Yeah.
You couldn't even fit that in your pocket.
I mean, it's sitting here. Look how high it is.
What about ones?
How much are we talking? $20,000 here?
I'm talking tens this high.
Of how much? Tens. That's about what do you say? How
this high is a foot, by the way,
like
to you
like
listeners.
That was like $5,000 to me.
Five. I'd give her a good 5 pumps for that.
You guys are calculating the
5 pumps? That's fucking
I don't
bullshit.
Think I could come.
But I come in 4 pumps.
He tried to say he'd fuck his mom missionary style for $500,000, you said.
Yeah,
well.
Why
he
not?
Doesn't even
dude,
need
that's
the money.
500 damn grand.
Bam,
though.
Your mom's pretty hot.
That's
dude.
Fucked up, dude. He's talking like your mom.
Franz,
dude.
Shut up.
I'm
it's a new Lambo.
I'm 36 years old. I'm allowed to think she's hot.
I'm just it's saying,
a,
like,
you're a perv.
Dude, I don't care if you're a millionaire or a billionaire. 500 grand is 500 grand, and is all I have to do is hump somebody. Sure.
I don't. But do you think
I'll hump Franz for 500 grand?
Yeah, I do. That
the question is, will he let you?
Will he let me? I'll shoot him with a tranquilizer.
Does he get a cut out of it though?
Fuck no, he's on tranquilizer.
Yeah, it's the date rape dart.
I just got roofied.
You should invent that.
Date rape dart.
Date rape dart.
How much to have sex with Leatherface?
I bet you if you tranquilized Shitbird and then you humped him and you're like, yo, Shitbird, I just humped you when you were tranquilized, you'd be like, oh man, you're a dick.
That's bullshit.
That's all I'd say.
Dude, I ain't falling for that shit again.
Shitbird, you got pussy lately?
No, I've been too
busy. If he
has
to say, oh,
no.
I've been
that
too
as a no.
busy.
Yeah, man,
are you busy right now?
I got shit to do,
what are you
man.
Doing right now?
You smoke
weed. There's a lot of new shit.
What are you
shit,
doing
though?
Right now? Adding your 2 cents in every 5 minutes?
Yeah. That's fucking what? By the end of the show, you got what? 35 cents.
A minute worth of nothing.
I have too much to do.
I'd rather spend a buck than to hump some
what
money.
What kind
dude.
Of excuse
dude,
is that?
I'm busy, man. I got more shit.
You
I got
slept
more.
Till 11 today.
I got more pokers in the fire right now, and I know what the fuck.
What
I'm
are
doing.
You talking about?
How's your invention coming? You still working on that fucking invention you've been talking
it's
about?
It's moving right along, dude.
Yeah, right into the ground.
It's like, sounds like the Muppets moving right along.
That means Bam wasted $4,000.
You've had that fucking invention. That
did
get
I pay
rich,
for your invention to get patented?
Just don't. That we're business partners, that dude.
Me and you are.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ! Did Ape sign that away?
Yeah.
Waiver?
Yeah.
She forced my name.
Yep.
Oh my!
You were never there, but.
I'm calling my lawyer.
Let me jump in on that deal.
We're going to be wiping our fucking ass with hondos, and I ain't saying what the idea is.
We're going to be wiping our ass.
No, don't.
We're going to be wiping our ass with tens, and then we're going to have to pay it all back.
You'll come out in debt.
You're going to be wiping your ass at newspaper. You're going to be so fucking poor.
Look, it's an automatic nose wiper, dude. It's going to work out great.
We're going to be wiping our ass with Tony Villa's bar fucking toilet paper in Linwood.
With toilet paper on a conveyor belt and mount it right
you know
the
what?
Toilet.
Before you stoop to that, there's Leatherface's mask here.
Yo, dude. Franz, do you hate Leatherface? You keep getting us to say
we hate
him.
I just want to know.
Look, he won't say he hates him. He wants us to say
I don't,
he's a pussy. Say it,
no,
Franz.
I don't hate him because
you're
he doesn't. I'm not important enough for him to call me.
Franz,
but I love hearing the fucking stories. How he's
Franz,
calling everybody.
Franz, did you or did you not in the beginning of this show say, all right, we're going to bag on Letterkenny?
Yeah, I instigated it. We need a victim, goddammit. This
Dude,
is radio.
We always need a victim on the radio.
Are you crazy? Man. Why not Leatherface?
She's tired of it.
Leatherface.
Why not everybody?
Yeah,
that is true.
Leatherface,
and,
we're giving
and
you
a know
chance.
What? The two-page spread in Us Weekly was all publicity stunt, dude.
Any press is good press. Go.
Straight up.
I'll
quote me on that, motherfucker.
Yeah, Joe Simpson wants to fight your ass. Would you fight
yeah,
him?
Yeah, I heard he wants
no,
to punch you in the
face.
No, he
said people that say that he wants to fight. But, I mean...
He said he wants to punch you in the face, didn't he?
He went
no,
joy.
He didn't say specifically me.
He's
he said,
smarter than that.
He said people who say this stuff, which is, you know, pretty...
That's understandable.
So right
yeah,
now...
Yeah, I agree with him,
if
you know?
I said I banged out Jessica Simpson every day with Sunday, he wants to punch me now, too?
Did he go to Jackass premiere?
Yeah, he probably would. But, I mean, it would be a great lawsuit, though, because he has a lot more money than your $10
shit,
ass.
Man.
He'd probably fucking... Hey. If he punched you out, dude, you'd be rich.
I was Debbie the one only time I sue. I'm just begging
You'd
for a
sue
lawsuit.
Anytime.
I'm begging for I just want somebody.
Well, why don't you break your arm at FDR skating and then go to Neiman Marcus
FDR
and fall down the escalator, dude, and say that you broke it down the escalator. You'd be fucking rich, idiot.
I could have got Walmart one time.
Seriously, if you break your arm at FDR trying to skateboard trick, I'm going to take you to Neiman Marcus and I'm going to stage a fall down the stairs and say, holy shit, Novak broke his arm because there's a slushie on the escalator.
But don't
slushy. And then you're there in court looking at the security camera
did you
footage
say,
that you
didn't
out.
You say
yeah, and you'll
weeks.
See the security footage of him tumbling down the escalator.
But didn't you say you hated people that do that a few weeks ago?
I would never do it, dick fuck. I would say
me to do it.
Broke ass heroin
I will
Novak
do
would do it.
Dick fuck.
Thanks, no. Thanks for making it so I can't go to Neiman Marcus with a fucking slurpee, no. Motherfucker.
Well, you could go to Nordstrom then.
When do you ever go to Neiman Marcus, shipper?
Shipper had never even stepped foot.
They don't make anything that's in my size.
What does he want, a Trinity ring?
Yeah. You're going to go buy a fucking tie.
They don't make anything in your wallet size.
Gimbals. What the fuck?
Shipper wants to go to Gimbals and get a Trinity ring.
I don't even know what the fuck a Trinity
You want to go to Bamberg and get a fucking Trinity ring?
Bamberg!
Bamberg!
Rickles. He's going to fall on
Rickles. He wants to go to Rickles and get some lumber.
Rickles or Channel.
Channel.
How could you have sued Walmart? What were you going to say? I'm dying to hear this.
I'm walking down the fucking aisle in Walmart, goddamn Walmart.
Yeah.
And the rake display, and I don't mean rake yon, I mean the goddamn garden rakes, were sticking up tongs up. And just as I turned my head, as I was looking for the
tongs?
Maxi pads or whatever the fuck I was really there
I'm
for.
I'm sorry I asked.
The thing was a quarter inch from my fucking eyeball. All I had to do is go, I'd have poked myself in the fucking eye, and we could have been wiping our ass with hundos.
You would have lost.
Why did I ask? That was a terrible story.
Because then, as soon as I went over and told the stock boy about it, he just kind of looked at me.
Why
are
you telling the stock boy? You're not getting any money out of stock.
All right, dickheads. I have two CDs. I have one straight edge band. I have one band on complete drugs.
Drugs.
Yeah, I'll take the drug one.
Well, there's Towers of London. Kill the pop scene. Let's hear Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
Where's my needle?
Oh!
Aim. It's better than the nightmare upon us always on you. graphic nature of this program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
God damn it, dude.
Yeah. Yo, it's fucking
Casey,
chocolate thunder from down on the line.
Yo, so all the shit talk Novak's been saying about Leatherface, we heard that he called in right now, so let's talk to him.
Hi, Leatherface.
Hello?
Fat boy.
Hello?
What up?
Yo.
Novak, you fucking shit-talking motherfucker.
Yeah, what's your story here, babe?
Why do you want shitbirds to approve anything?
I don't know why they're proving nothing.
That's the story of your life. You don't know.
Of course I don't know. I'm fucking insane. Fuck you.
No, seriously.
Fat boy, why'd you put my number over on the fucking computer? You have that much time on your hand that you try to sell my number on eBay?
Dickhead.
You are a worthless piece of shit. Your father should have shot you down the toilet.
I don't lick my balls.
That's your best retort. And then he hates me so much, he decides to call me when he's in Westchester. Like, oh, no, like, I'm going to do the Howard Stern show tomorrow morning, but I got time to hang out
with
you, bro. What the fuck do I want to drink with your fat ass for? You can't even afford to buy myself a beer, or you. What? Better yet, why would Howard Stern even want you on a show? What did you do? Please tell me. Exactly.
Nothing I want to tell you about.
Nothing I want to tell you about. I used to say that when I was in like fourth grade. Nothing I'm to tell you, dude.
This is why he's a wrestler, not a public speaker. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Go ahead. This is your show. Talk shit. Go ahead. I'm just calling. So you can bash me. That's all.
You can talk shit all you want, Novak, because your number's going to be all over the internet. I know, dude. Nothing new.
Yeah, no, I talk shit. That's all he does.
That's all. I mean, come on. Tell me. What's paying the bills these days?
I don't know, I imagine him. That shit's fucking old now.
Your shit has been old. Well, that's nothing new, but come on, talk to
your
me.
Your shit's old.
Oh, shit.
STD.
Oh, gee. She just fell here in the studio. Gee, why did you fall?
I don't know what happened. Dude, he's like.
Shit. Fucker.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
fat fuck shit goose in his K-Pax ass just fell off the chair, unplugged the fucking wire to Series 28 Faction.
I'm sorry.
And he's the reason why we had to dude.
G fell down and shut the whole goddamn radio station off.
I just fucking saw the light.
Who would have thought that the whole radio show would have been that plug right there that fucking fat ass K-Pax ass G had to fall on?
Man, it should be behind Casey over there, man.
Well, it's not, dickhead.
Well, what the fuck? Now it should be.
Now it's our fault. It's everyone's fault. Oh, fat fuck.
Because clumsy-ass, K-Pax-ass shit goose falls on the cord. Now it should be behind Casey.
I'll fix it right. I'll put some duct tape on his shit. Duct tape
to the wall. Leatherface, you still there, dude?
Yeah, I'm still alive.
Leatherface.
I'd rather fucking shoot up with bleach and heroin than fucking live a day in your life. You waited 20 minutes for us to rag on you more? Are you that fucking gone?
Go suck some dick for heroin, dude.
I will, but not heroin money, you moron.
You think, well, fucking ask Bam for some money, dude.
You need to
give him some money, Bam. Shit. Fucking give him some heroin.
I just gave him $1,000 for an appearance because he gave me $7,000 in cash.
Leatherface,
no. The promoter gave him $7,000.
Hey, Leatherface, tell us about you lately. What have you been up to besides nothing at all?
Please.
I've been editing mode. We got a DVD coming out.
You have to... Yo, Leatherface, first of all, you have to work on addiction a little bit.
Addiction?
The enunciation?
He does off the hook.
I'm stone fucker.
Man, don't plug that bitch of shit.
Oh, shit.
Goddamn.
So, Leatherface, my number all over the computer again? That was like the lamest way to get
it. That was one time because you're being a fucking dickhead. Instead of kicking your ass, I fucking put your number up on eBay. Boo hoo, cry me a fucking.
Are you that broke, really, that you want live? Like, what? How do you have that much time in your day to fucking worry about me? Like, what?
So you're a fag. You fucking... I was 2 weeks worth of fucking rampage, dickhead.
Oh, God.
Fucking little dick motherfucker. I got a bigger dick than you do.
You're completely right, you fucking idiot.
Fucking
I want
mushroom head motherfucker.
I do not deny what you say, you moron.
Fuck you.
Leatherface, the fans want to know. We've had a lot of calls. Who have you wrestled that's important?
Who wrestled that was important?
Yes, sir.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, that means no one.
No, I've been in the ring with fucking huge motherfuckers. Kiss my ass. I've been in the ring with Yokozuna. I've been in the ring with Iron Sheik. I've been in the ring with fucking Honky Tonk Man.
Iron Sheik?
Honky Tonk Man.
Conan, a bunch of fuckers, dude. Don't tell me that shit.
Did you win?
No.
Why you think he's retired?
Because they're the names. No, they weren't retired yet. But
names brings publicity.
When you were on Stern, what did you talk about?
One of my guys was on there. He was sucking there. He's a guy that can suck air up in his ass, and he was in the Fire Olympics.
Yeah, it must suck to be a worthless, washed-up wrestler.
It must be worthless fucking hound-up fucking faggot.
You and Ellis should have a show together. It'd be a worthless fucking dead air. You and Alex should have your fucking show and TV.
We should. We're fucking funny and you're fucking stupid suck dick ass.
That's why you're listening to us right now, you moron.
If someone called me and sent your fucking little hairline ass was talking shit, so I had to fucking call you and fucking see what the fuck.
I'm talking shit on the number one show about you.
Yo,
go ahead and fucking whack one off and do whatever you want to do, you fucking freak.
Just keep editing the DVD and shit birds will still do.
I'm gonna keep editing the DVD and watch what happens with it.
Nothing. Yo. Like the last one, nothing.
Leatherface
is a
cool dude.
What is your career, Novak? What is your fucking career?
I like Leatherface. He's a nice guy.
Stop sucking his... Yeah, because you're as fat as him. You guys are dead.
No, he's a nice
fat
guy.
Fat people like fat people.
Yeah, I was hanging out with Leatherface. I was hanging out with him when he came here and he's a nice guy.
He's a fucking piece of shit loser with too much time.
I'm a fucking loser.
He's a nice guy.
For people, I don't expect nothing back.
You're right.
That's right.
What'd you do for me lately?
Dude, tell him how I got you stranded in Texas.
Because you fucking so cooked out, you fucking bullied our dude into fucking canceling my airfare, you fucking fat.
That fat fuck was left.
Instead of kicking your ass, I fucking put your fucking number on eBay, dude.
That's why, because you did that, it just got me more fucking press, you idiot.
I don't care. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. I'll fucking crush you.
Fucking school is out for the day. Dude, you make me feel like I'm in eighth grade all over again, dude.
I'm
in
eighth grade.
It's fucking good. Your retorts are like fucking my mother. Horrible. I think it's pretty much dead air now. I pretty much said everything I can say.
Yeah, pretty much is. You're a fucking thug. Kick his ass, Bam, would you? Fucking smack him once across the fucking head.
Oh, yeah.
Leatherface, you want to come on me show? It's me, Ellis.
Yo, Ellis told me you bugged the shit out of him.
Crikey.
Yeah, why don't you come on me show?
He said you jam his phone lines up.
That was fucking funny as fuck, dude. That was hella funny up there.
Ellis thinks you're a fucking homo, too.
That's all right. I don't suck dick. I never sucked a dick before.
What does that have to do with Ellis thinking you're a homo?
Why didn't I mean no that?
Because you suck dick.
I'll suck your dick for the right price, you idiot.
I know, Vic. I suck dick for a cup. Fuck off.
You're not telling me I don't know.
Where are you? Bitch.
Is that what happened in Texas, dude?
No, I said there's no way they're giving his worthless fat
dude, he was like fucking Terry Schiavo when I picked him up at the fucking airport. He was fucking like going against the wall. Going down the fucking wall. Schiavo. Schiavo.
I'll tell you later who she is.
Schiavo.
So what's your plans for tonight, Leatherface? Let me hear what goes on in the exciting life of a washed-up wrestler. What are you doing tonight?
I'm sitting down smoking a fucking blunt, talking to your fucking lame ass.
Yeah, you're going far with that career.
Tell Tony Gold I said, what's up, man?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
You're not always smoking a blunt, man. Why,
yeah, yeah, why not? Yeah. Fuck not.
I'm the voice of reason.
Yo, these guys in your crew, Leatherface, are they on your payroll? Like, how do you work it with your crew? I don't understand. And why are they calling Shitbird to ask for his approval on their DVD? No offense, but
I'm not sure.
No offense, Shitbird, but who the fuck are you?
Yeah. One, I don't know what you're fucking talking about. And two, I'm moving along. I don't discuss my company business with fucking crackheads and heroin fucking addicts.
Didn't you tell me you were in rehab not too long ago, you fucking idiot?
Yeah, I was.
you're probably a crackhead.
Fine. I've been clean. I'm fine. I don't know about you.
You're smoking a blunt. You just said, you're idiot. Smoking. You're not clean.
I didn't say what that rehab for weed. You
you're
fucking
a
idiot.
Fucking dude. That fat went to your brain. I'm fucking clean.
Fuck off.
Go work on a backflip off the ropes, you fat fuck.
Fucking slip on my fucking nuts, you fucking queer.
Yo, weed doesn't count as a drug.
Fucking pee in your butt, motherfucker.
This is great.
Oh, man. Like today, oh, fucking man. Terry Schiavo, motherfucker. Schiavo.
Oh man, I gotta explain.
Jesus, stop sucking his dick.
I'm the voice of reason,
hey,
man.
Let's hear. Two cunts is better than one, but one cunt is better than none. This is Chat Radio Bam Series 28.
Yeah, shoo.
Serious 28 faction.
With the folk.
Are we on air?
This We're is back on air with the folk.
This yeah. is a sloppy show.
Sloppy shows are better than smooth shows.
Yeah
everybody can hear a smooth show.
So I have to admit, at all the instigation I did to set Leatherface up today, I feel like a fucking asshole, dude.
Dude, he's such a pussy,
my
man.
My God, dude. He didn't get one shot in.
What do you expect? He's a fat wrestler.
No, I like Leatherface.
Well, I don't.
But
fuck him.
I have to admit, If there was ever a conversation, not only did Novak win 90%, he won 110%, dude.
Yeah, I'm on the up and up, boys.
Man, Novak's like a heroined up piece of shit, but like he always wins, dude.
I can't battle him.
Y'all are pretty goddamn obnoxious.
No shit, you can't battle. You couldn't battle a fly, fucking yeah. shit.
That you just true. Eat. You do nothing but eat.
That's true.
And then he got you there.
Yeah, dead air after that one.
And what about your cat? Your Joe Franz, your worthless camera assistant Lenny.
Lenny, what's up with that piece of
shit? Let me
The first time he ever humped a girl was in Deco. He goes, as soon as he put it in, he was looking at his girl. He's like, oh, I'm fucking. I'm fucking. I'm fucking. I'm fucking. And he was saying it out loud. It wasn't like he was thinking that. He actually was saying out loud.
Oh, man.
I'm fucking. I'm fucking. It was like the first time he was ever fucking. He couldn't believe he was fucking.
And he was 20.
And he was 20? Yeah, and you said that he went to McDonald's just to drive around to get a hot-ass girl at the drive-thru.
Franz lied for him. Franz like, dude, he used to fuck like hot-ass girls, man. I'm not even joking.
He did. When he worked at Zipperhead, he got hot-ass bitches because he treated them like shit.
That's bullshit. Well, you're, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about him.
He's probably somewhere in Louisiana looking for crab service somewhere, huh?
I don't want to talk. Dude,
tell me, what, do you owe you money or something, doesn't he? What the fuck? He lived with you for years and didn't give you a dollar, did he, man? Fuck him.
You know what, dude? That is true.
What the
he does,
fuck him?
Him and his fat girlfriend still owe me fucking... him and his fat girlfriend still owe me $1,200 from the fucking year they live with me.
Oh, man.
Dude, does he take... Can we call him right now?
You know what, dude? I should talk a little about him because, you know,
tell me a story about his ass.
Let me
tell me a story.
You know what,
Joe.
Dude? Fuck him. You know what?
Yeah, fuck him.
I'm gonna tell you about Lenny,
and why I fucking
hate him. You know
fuck
what?
You.
He used to be this guy who kind of hung out with me, and I'm a kind of a good natured soul, and I see the best in everyone. So I kind of took him under my wing and felt responsible for the dude. Okay, so. He went on a fucking 10-year drunk binge out in fucking New Mexico. I went out there. I felt so fucking bad for him that when we started Viva La Bama, I was like, you know what, dude? You can come out. You can be my assistant. You make $200 a day, and you can just fucking hang
waste
out.
Waste the money.
Don't even
you
need
played
money.
Atari all day.
Dude, so...
Atari D.
He fucking moves out here.
I'll take a television.
And, you know, it's an hour drive up, hour drive back. He fucking never gave me a penny in gas money, bitched and complained the whole fucking time about how I was inconveniencing him. And how long were our shooting days in Viva La Bam? 5, maybe 6 hours, right? Now he's like, dude, you know, it just sucks. It like, you know, dude, I don't know when the fuck, like, I'm going to get back from work. And shit. I'm like, dude, you're getting $200 for fucking 5, 6 hours days. Like, yeah, but dude, I don't know what time. I'm just trying to fucking do you a favor, and I don't know what time I'm going to get back. It fucking sucks, dude. And then he used to get here. He used to... fucking complain loudly to Troy Miller, the director of the show, that the catered meals weren't good enough for him.
Catered meals,
and he used to fucking put his feet up. Ow, wow, looks like it's another Late Dakota Films lunch, huh? And Troy used to look at him and look at me, but is your fucking assistant?
Sounds like he's on the union. Is he on the union?
Yeah. He had this fucking dog. Okay, so he made my fucking life miserable. He fucking, a gunner almost beat him up one time.
He hated me.
Fucking pulled his dick out in front of Gunner and started strumming it like a banjo. Gunner's like, what the fuck do you fucking do that for, you fucking faggot? Because, wow, everybody else is doing it. It's like, Lenny, no. Everybody else isn't doing it.
Right.
We're not pulling out our dicks and strumming them in front of other fucking people. What the fuck is your
problem,
dude?
Dude, that was me, and I apologize for that.
So this fucking miserable fuck makes me so miserable. Everybody in the whole fucking show hated him. He was a miserable fuck.
I really hate him.
And, dude, when you have nothing to do on the set, you hide. Okay? for you filmmakers out there, that's what you do. You hide. He would put his fucking feet up on the goddamn table on the middle of the set and read a goddamn newspaper.
No, I caught him playing Atari during mid-fucking filming session.
You didn't catch him, dude. He was fucking playing it right there in the goddamn TV.
He's almost in the fucking in the scene.
At least when I would sleep on the
he
set.
Was almost in the background.
Yeah, like, dude, I gave him a hard time every time I saw him, dude. He hated
Thank
my
God.
Guts.
I used to beg Novak to give him a hard time because
I was like,
he
you
deserved
are
it.
Worthless, dude. Like, you are going to be somewhere else in a different state begging for lunch money because you are an inch.
Yeah, wasn't he threatening to go back to New Mexico to work at Ruby Tuesday?
Yeah.
He's going to wash dishes at Ruby Tuesday.
He said he's going to be the number one busboy there, man. I don't know.
Novak would be like, well, it's Francis Worthless assistant, Lenny. So, Lenny, you on the road back to nowhere, going back to New Mexico? So, anyway, so his dog. Let me tell you about his fucking dog now.
Are you talking about Kavanaugh?
Yeah. I don't know who that is. I'm talking about my worthless assistant, Lenny, okay? So, let me tell you. This guy had a fucking dog, which I felt so bad for this fucking beast. This fucking dog was dying to be put to sleep. Shedding everywhere. One time I felt so bad. bad for the fucking dog. I groomed it. I fucking brushed it, washed it. Boy. He came back and yelled at me because I touched his animal without... His dog was on a constant stream of piss. The dog was so old and fucking decrepit.
Just pissed.
Pissed up my whole fucking house. My upstairs still stinks like fucking dog piss because his fucking dog was so fucking old it should have been put to sleep years ago. I felt so bad for that goddamn animal.
Incontinent fucking... What kind of dog was it?
And this motherfucker and his fat bitch Roseanne Barr-looking girlfriend fucking still owe me $1,200
Lobo.
For living with me. And you know what, dude?
Lobo.
I had to fucking lie to him and tell him...
The season was over.
I had to tell him the show was over. I was like, yo, dude, the show is over.
There's still five episodes left, you liar.
There was a whole season left.
There's like two more seasons after that.
Did you ever catch your lie?
Well, I recently ran into his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, she left him?
This is his ex-girlfriend from years ago.
The one that he goes, I'm fucking, I'm fucking, I'm fucking.
No, this is after her.
And, one chick after her.
Yeah, this is one chick after her.
Dude, that guy never got pussy. I don't care what you say.
She was telling me. She came home one day with a video, ready to put this video in. And she says, I don't know what it is, Pritzy's on or whatever. She goes, but there's a tape in the VCR. And she presses eject, and out comes a tape, and it's gay, gay, gay porn.
Dude.
And so,
gay, gay, gay porn. Gay, gay, gay porn. Gay, gay, gay porn.
Fucking dick sucking, asshole reaming, face coming, gay fucking porn in the VCR. Now,
that's
now,
fucking sick.
Now she confronts him. She goes, what? What the fuck is this? He goes,
what do you think it is?
He goes, I
just wanted to see what that was all about.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah.
What do you think it's about? It's a goddamn gay porn.
Faggots coming each other's fucking dragging
the air. Dude's watching bullseye porn.
That's fucking guys fucking missionaries.
So, I mean, dude, if you're going to leave, and you know what? I can sympathize. I can empathize. Maybe he was passing. He's like, you know what? A gay porn. I want to see what this is all about.
No,
that's fucking fine, punch. But you know what? When you're done figuring out what it's all about, you take it the fuck out of the VCR and you would hide it.
Do you think he jerked off to that?
So good.
Do you think he jerked off to
There's only one reason a videotape ends up in the VCR when you're done.
It's to come.
And that's because you clean something off real quick and forgot all the fuck about it.
How many assistants did you have?
Brian should be a detective, dude.
Yeah.
Brian should be a PI.
Brian analyzes dreams.
Yeah, you do, Brian.
Yeah.
So do I.
Anybody think about one of the dreams that they had, and Franz will analyze it big time, but right now we're playing Norther from Finland because they fucking rock. Play track one.
I had a dream about them.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
Lobo.
Bo.
Ding, ding.
Wow. Gay, gay, gay porn.
Yo, I was watching this porno when I was in Ottawa, Canada, and it was called Young Broads, Older Men. And the broad was actually like, oh, yeah, slap those young balls against my old pussy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, sex talk is the weirdest talk.
It was the grossest thing ever. But not only that, we still have Leatherface.
You're kidding me.
Leatherface, why are you waiting
Novak,
for more?
Novak, talk to him, dude.
I'm listening.
Please tell me they're lying. Please tell me you're not on there.
I'm still listening.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm serious. I wanted
Ding,
to listen.
Round three. Why would, dude, are you really that fucking pathetic to sit there with a phone to your ear for 20 minutes and just fucking like, hear elevator music?
Is that a sin?
What do you have to say for yourself
what?
Besides fucking worthless?
Self.
Did you ever do steroids, Leatherface?
He's too fat. He just eats subs. Like, gee. Yo, fat boy. Tell me where you're at. Hey, fat fuck. Now I'm pissed off for real. Where the fuck's your last paycheck come from? Shut up and answer me, bitch. Shut up. Shut the fuck up and answer me.
Shut the fuck up and answer me.
How is he going to shut up and then answer you?
Where'd you get paid? Where'd your last paycheck come from? Don't lie.
I do web design.
Not from you. No shit, bitch.
No. Get in line, dude.
Let me answer, fag. I'm a web designer.
Where?
I'm a web designer.
What the fuck do you design?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Websites, you fucking dumbass.
Yeah, I bet there's a long line for that fucking order.
All right, give us a plug. Give us a plug. What website,
fucking,
dude?
I wouldn't hire your services if they were fucking free.
Plug it. Plug
the only
it.
Thing you can give
plug
me advice it. On is eating.
So what?
Plug your site.
What?
Fuck your site. Worthless. I'll plug
that.
It. WorthlessTV.com.
I do everything.
If you want to be bored, tune into Leatherface later. Yeah. Hang the fuck up, you loser.
What is do about it?
It is off.
What am I gonna do
show
about
me
it?
Up. Dude, I'm funnier than any fucking day, dude.
Well,
show
say
me
something
up.
Funny. Make us
tell,
laugh.
Tell us a joke. No, back. Let him tell a joke. Tell us a joke.
I think you are on Off the Hook TV.
Shut
that
up. Tell us a joke, Leatherface. Show us how funny you are. Now's your big chance to shine.
Time to shine.
What joke? All right, here's the joke. All right. This fucking kid is a bad kid, right? Like Novak when he was a kid, probably. And his mom tells him, you know what? She's blind, right? I'll make your favorite cookies for you if you're good. So he's good. She makes the fucking cookies.
Oh, that's boring.
The dumb bitch grabs the BBs instead of a BB gun instead of chocolate chips, right?
BB gun.
Later on, shut up and listen.
Dude, I know why you
shut
stay on the
fucking
phone so long. You can't afford serious, so you just call in to listen, you fucking broke fucker. Dude, he spent his last $4 at the dollar menu at Wendy's, man.
What the fuck's wrong with Wendy's?
I can tell nothing in your books.
I can whip your ass any fucking day, you piece of shit.
Who cares? What's the punchline?
You're
dude?
Right.
Come on, cut to the chase, man.
No, you wouldn't let me finish it.
You guys cut him off. Who do you live with, Leatherface, your mother?
No, I live by myself in the studio apartment.
How do you pay bills?
Studio
I'm a web designer.
What? Tell me a web you've designed. Besides your own.
It don't matter. You're gonna
it does matter. He's lying.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. I'm going to tell you nothing, Novak. You probably do because you're like an asshole in front of millions of people right now, so you should say something.
You're an asshole in front of the world all the time, you fucking horse ass. You are.
And you're funnier than me. You
you're fucking Shyvac at a fucking airport. You show up to a fucking event where there's kids and you're fucking coked out. Fuck you, dude. You're a piece of shit.
Well, he got you there, Novak.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man, that sucks. But you're right. Next one. I agree with anything you say.
I think he's winning 70% now. Dude.
He's like, fuck you, Novak, I fucked your mom. I'd be like, well, was she good? You know, you can't insult me on anything you say. I'm going to agree with you.
I tried and it doesn't
you
work.
You being hopped on and coke, that's a fucking tame night, dude. Yeah,
like, that's mellow.
Thank God he's not doing heroin and methadone.
I know.
Oh, shit.
What do you agree with Bam for? He don't like you either, you fat fuck.
I think he's all right, dude.
Oh, Bam, Bam likes
I never Bam.
Stop
Bam
sucking dick
because
you ruined the whole show.
I'm not sucking his dick, faggot.
I said Jig.
You said Bam.
Bam, did I ever fuck you over anyway?
No, dude, I don't mind you at all. But, I mean, if Novak has a problem and he wants to talk about it on air, I'd be more than obliged to hear about it.
Let's talk for real, though, right? Let's talk for real.
Talk for real. You're boring. Why are we going to talk for real when you're boring as fuck?
Because I ain't going to be a dick no more. I'm just feeding into it.
Okay, well, what do you want to talk about for real, Leatherface?
I don't even hate you.
What do you want to talk? Here's your time right now. What?
You guys should have a wrestle-off.
Novak, how much would you fuck Leatherface for?
Fuck.
I'd do it for a dollar just to give him all my diseases.
A dollar, bitch, you're the fucking one of diseases.
I'd do it for free to give you every STD I ever had.
I
know
that cat's a little AIDS
there. I'll hit you off, Leatherface.
Little dick, big diseases.
Yeah, my name's Novak. Little dick, big diseases.
Not how big it is.
This little snake has a big sting.
Yeah. Like there,
there's no anti-venom for that fucking little scorpion dick.
Scorpion dick. Leatherface, tell us the rest
Does
of
the
Marvelous joke.
Does the scorpion dick mean that it bends up because it's so tiny?
It comes around like a fucking elf shoe. It looks like that.
Fucking hot.
Got a little bell on the end.
Chipper thought of that while he was on weed, it's I bet.
This shit's from freestyle and shit now.
Fucking
man.
Hobbit. Hobbit copy.
Are you, why are you still on the phone?
Why are you still alive? Aren't you OD?
Hey, you're
now?
Listening to me, you fat fuck.
Why are we not smoking weed?
Change the fucking station if you don't like me, you loser. Smoke another blunt.
I'm telling you, man,
he doesn't have a serious
I'm gonna
radio.
Take you up on that.
Leatherface, tell us the rest of the story. Okay, so there's a kid, the mom makes the cookies, yeah, what's
the
punchline?
Who the fuck cares?
I'm dying to hear this.
Franzel.
You guys gotta give him a chance.
Yeah, let's do it.
Give him a chance.
He had his chance 10 years ago.
Let's hear the rest of the joke.
Fuck's sake, shut up for a minute. All right, here we go. All right. Stop laughing. Shut up.
Tell the fucking joke, dude.
Stop talking, dickhead. All right, here we go.
They right. told you, dickhead.
After the family eats their dinners and their cookies, all the kids come downstairs, right? And the daughter comes down. Mom went to the bathroom and BBs came out. And she's like, I'll be okay. I'll go away. Then the older son came down. He's all, Mom went to the bathroom and I shit BBs. So, no, it's okay. Now, the little kid that, you know, reminds us of Novak comes down. He comes down the stairs.
Ew.
Mom, guess what? She's all, let me guess. He went to the bathroom, BBs came out. He's like, no. I was upstairs jacking off and I shot the dog.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. That's why you're worthless.
Yeah.
I just hung up on it.
There's a half a fucking joke.
He ended on that note.
You hung up on
it. He better have it.
He's back.
Dude, he's not going nowhere.
You can't hang up on him.
We can't even hang up on him.
He got read
out.
I'm helping your fucking ratings. Kiss my ass.
He's still there.
Bam, he's helping your ratings.
He's still there.
Bam, he's helping your ratings, bro. You better thank him, Bam.
He's helping his ratings, too, though, man.
Why do you call
well,
everybody?
Well, how come we've been number one for fucking ever since we started?
I don't know. I guess
if you guys are.
It's going to be funny that our show goes to number 10 because Leatherface has been on the whole fucking time.
Leatherface,
now.
why are you calling Matt Cole,
yeah,
Bam's uncle who mows his lawn, asking his approval of your new DVD?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not sure about that, you guys. I breeze through my fucking saw.
Oh, yes, don't kiss his ass.
I'm not kissing anybody's ass. It's not true.
The only person I ever asked, and all of you guys who liked my DVD, it was Phil. That's the only person I know watched it.
Yeah, because Phil.
Well, the CKY guys want to know why you call Matt Cole and ask him to get you and all your friends backstage to CKY concerts and on the tour bus.
Everybody does that.
Because I was talking to Matt, and I go to concerts all the time and go
hang out with people.
Everybody does that.
I got a problem with that, dude. You have too much time on your hands, fat boy. Join a gym or something. That'll take like half your day.
I'm going to be better than you. I don't give a shit.
All right.
I am better than you.
I think you lost weight. I seen a photo of him on the way.
All Novak does is go to the strip club and play pool. It's so easy to
anybody
be better than
me.
Leatherface.
I could be better than you if I fucking drink. Drinking a beer, taking a shot of vodka, dude.
The fucking picture on the wall is better than me.
Well, yeah, you want to throw up a challenge now and do it. Put your fucking action up.
Dude, the only reason why you want to challenge me is you want a free plane ticket to come here.
Well, Leatherface, you're a good sport.
That's all he wants.
I got to say, yeah, Leatherface, dude, you're a real good sport.
I like him. He's a cool guy.
You know?
You're an ass kisser,
dude. I can't hate this guy. I can't hate him.
I don't hate him either, but I love that Novak hates him because it's good radio.
As annoying as you are, Leatherface, I can't bring myself to hate you. You really are a nice guy.
I'm not really a dickhead.
Stop sucking their dicks, Leatherface. You
know? I was sober one time and it fucking sucked, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I'm sorry, I was talking to Deco.
I like Leatherface.
Hey, Matt Cole, how long till you can drive again?
April, fucking spring, dude. I gotta wait till the goddamn grass dies and then comes back again before I can even get anywhere near a fucking
Chipper
vehicle.
Didn't get to drive a car until the class of 89 by the Hives of Series 28 faction later.
See you guys.
Oh!
Are we done? Well, that was quick.
Let's go, baby, line.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday. Radio
Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.